as Moria runs to find it.
And I've been waiting for this life to whet my appetite, 'cause somehow it don't feel right. Been waiting for my world to make some perfect sense and feel that I was heaven sent. And I just wanna feel the so-called energy, oh, working up inside of me. Been waiting for a perfect day to spread my wings and fly down the mountainside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fly down the mountainside. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna spill. I'm gonna spin the whole one, but I mean, I can, you know, artists don't like it when you cut their music, but you're gonna have to talk to them at such that. That voice, unmistakable, right? That is Craig Hines, the voice behind Watershed, dropping a new one. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Kino.
So you've moved to Cape Town. We've spoken to you about this before. You're actually a resident of the Western Cape now, which makes you a very clever person over and above everything else, Craig. So before we even talk about this particular album, Watershed and Harbour, you're going to be part of this summer concert series, right? The Inverosh Summer Concerts,
yes,
which will be taking place. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So as far as I understand it, first of all, there's some great bands playing at this series.
Yeah, we'll run through all of those. Yeah, yep.
And it's basically a series that Inverosh put together. It's up in Stillby, which is a beautiful part of town.
Love it.
We there on the 21st, and it's just there seems to be a really big hype around it.
There certainly is. I mean, it starts Monday, the 17th of December, and we'll see 12 shows, as a matter of fact, taking place until the 4th of Jan. Two main acts per show. I want to know what you and Ross would sound like together. Have you guys ever thought of doing something together?
We've played shows together, and we've never done a collab together. But I think it could be quite
interesting. Can we organize that for the show? Just the two of you?
I think we're not on the same day.
Hey, no, I'm not talking about that show. I'm talking about this show.
Yeah, why not?
Somewhere in 2019, you guys do some. Because two voices in music that, for me, unmistakable, yourself and Ross. And I think the two of you together would just make absolute magic. So
let's do something.
We're going to put this on the back burner for 2019. but let's talk about what Watershed has been up to.
Yeah, you know, we've been really busy. The album's entitled, titled Harbour.
Mm.
So a lot of the writing for this album happened down there. I live down in Cork Bay.
Yeah.
And as I say, most of it, 80-90% of the songs were written around those parts. And it's just really, we did record remotely. The rest of the band live in Johannesburg. So we were pretty much, when I got a gap, I'd fly up there and we'd record a little bit there. And then work would carry on in Joburg. The studio is there. Our guitarist, Hiddy, he recorded the album. So, it was a little remote, and because of that, it took a while.
Yeah.
But we're really happy with how it's turned out. You know, we always put a lot of time into the lyrics and sort of making sure that everything really works and sits together as a unit of songs, you know.
So how long has it been between Harbour and your previous album?
So we put out Watch the Rain, which has actually turned out to be such a fantastic song for us from a live perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it was never a single on radio, but Watch the Rain album sort of, as far as I'm concerned, took the band into a real cool live space.
Yeah.
Just the way those songs on that album were sort of structured and how we managed to put those songs across live. And it drove us to this album, which we set up along the same sort of lines. You know, it's... That song Mountainside that you played now, hopefully you'll play the whole thing.
I'll play the whole thing. any excuse to play some Watershed, my friend.
But yeah, so we sort of aligned this one with the Watch the Rain album, you know, and we've got a nice balance of ballads as well as the up-tempos.
Well, Out the Window with Lyra as well, featuring Lyra.
Oh, fantastic. It was amazing. So we recorded the song, and, you know, at the back of my mind, I knew it needed to be a duet. There's just something about it that had to be there. It's about two people sort of viewing themselves, sort of out of body sort of experience, viewing themselves through a window, sort of moving through life together.
Well, it is holiday season, so what I'm going to do, Mario, I can always apologise for this later. We'll play Mountainside. That'll be coming up after our news at 8:30. And then we're going to give some Out the Window a spin as well with Lido. Can we
Fantastic,
do that?
Fantastic, yeah. And, you know, yeah, as I was saying, we then thought, hold on, we got to make this a duet. And the first person to call was Lira, and she was... I'm so amped to do it, you know. So it was, yeah, and it's turned out really. I mean, it's an interesting tune.
Well, listen, we're going to have to get all of you in studio one day and just have a hell of a lot of fun, do something live. But, you know, I'm just wonderful that this has dropped, Watershed and Harbour. I'm going to be playing two tracks off this. Where can people find you? I mean, we know that the Inverosh summer concerts are taking place as of Monday the 17th. I'll run through that whole lineup, but where else are you going to be?
So the big ones for us, I mean, we have an incredibly busy schedule from now. So I think to run through all of them going up the coast, it's going to be hectic.
Half an hour.
But in the Cape Town area, we've got two big ones. One is at Cafe Roo in Nutuk, which is we're doing the outdoor one. So you've got to book pretty quickly for that because it fills up nice and quickly.
Yeah.
And that's on the 5th of January.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the 6th of Jan, we at a Diamante Wine Estate out in Paarl. So those are our two in the Western Cape area. Other than that, we in Franschhoek on the 19th, next Wednesday.
Mm.
And then we in Inverosh on the 21st.
Yeah.
And then from the 26th through to the 6th,
They're so busy, they're going to buy a house in Camps Bay, I'm sure, one of these days. But Craig Hines, listen, what a pleasure, man. Always good meeting up with you. We're going to give two songs a spin between 8:30 and 9, and we'll always keep tabs on the great work you guys are doing.
You know, thank you so much for the opportunity in the chat.
Absolutely. More than in Inverosh.